Today I will be chatting with Fox Sports presenter Sarah Jones about her views on female journalists in the sports industry. So Sarah, you were inspired to become a sports broadcaster when watching the 1988 Seoul Olympics. At the time, this would have been an extremely ambitious goal, considering the limited number of female sports broadcasters. How proud does it make you to see the increased presence of females in the sports media industry?
Oh, I think it's fabulous. And we have come such a long way, really in the last 5 years, I think has been the biggest difference. I started out my career at Fox 20 years ago, and there were a few women working in football, which is predominantly what the sport I've covered, but they weren't in really big, meaty broadcast roles. They were not token roles, but they were less in control of the conversation than what we are now. And even that in itself, 20 years ago, the women that were able to do things and be on the broadcasters, they are trailblazers in their own right. Having women on the boundary, etc., was probably the first step. But I think now women are playing a stronger role. They have a louder voice. They have a more powerful platform in which to be a role model and to also shape the conversation. So I think from, if I look back to the Seoul Olympics, you're right, it was basically all men hosting then. There were some women that would do news updates, which is probably what sparked my interest initially. And doing news updates is a really great and important and brilliant role on a broadcast. And that's a really good thing for women to do. But also knowing that you're not limited to just that one role, that you could do that, but now you could do that, or you could host, or you could boundary ride, or you could commentate, or you could provide special comments, or you could be on radio or write articles. It's more than just the one role that was probably initially offered to women.
So you said you've been at Fox for the past 20 years, and over that time you've covered events from footy and cricket to the Delhi Commonwealth Games and London Olympics. Over that time, what changes have you seen in relation to female sports journalists and presenters?
Quantity, so a lot more female sports journalists, which is fabulous because it means young girls are chasing their dream and wanting to get involved, and quality of roles. So like I was saying before, the big meatier roles where you have a really powerful voice and you have a seat at the table with the powerful male voices. And I think Fox Sports has really been a leader in championing female involvement across all of our different sports broadcasts. And we have a large amount of talented and passionate women that are being role models and trailblazers to, you know, future generations of journalists. So I think in both quantity, there's more of us, but also quality of roles. So, you know, we're getting to do bigger and better and more important things than perhaps, you know, was happening 10, 20 years ago.
And the AFLW was introduced in 2017. How do you think the attitude towards female personalities have changed since their introduction? And do you think there is an expectation that females are now involved in men's and women's football coverage?
Yes, definitely. So I think now if you were to have an entire weekend of football coverage and not see a female broadcasting, you would be like, what's going on here? I think it would be quite obvious for a lack of female involvement if they weren't there, which is great. Now we expect females to be involved in the male broadcast. I think AFLW has meant a lot of women have been able to have jobs and opportunities in the media that maybe they wouldn't have got if it was just the men. So it's creating jobs, it's creating opportunities, it's creating paths for women to begin, you know, boundary riding or special comments, etc. And you know, we'll probably see one day where commentators and I mean, really, I say one day, we are seeing it now where people can work seamlessly from one competition to the other. I mean, I know I work on AFL men's and also AFLW, Kelly Underwood, Lee Montagna, plenty of our Fox talent do that. So that's happening now. I think that'll only grow as the AFLW competition grows.
Sarah Jones, thank you so much for your time today. I'm Celie Hay, reporting for the City Journal.